Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. The most valuable commodity is not money, but time. One can always make more money, but no one can get more time. No matter who we are, everybody on the planet only has 24 hours in a day. How we use that time can make the difference between what we do and how we do it and what we can afford. With few exceptions, when I look at successful people in business, sports, or quality of life in general, most people I know or read about who are successful use their time very wisely. I've always said you don't get what you want, you get what you work. No truer a mantra exists, in my opinion, whether starting a business, aiming to be the best at sports, or whatever it is one endeavors to do. The more time you allocate to it, you will be more successful at it. I once played racquetball with a guy who always complained he couldn't afford things because I have always packed my days full with whatever it was I was doing. I asked if we could play at 7 a.m. instead of his usual start time of 10 a.m. so I could get on to life with the other things I had to do. He said 7 a.m. was too early and he didn't get up until 9. Not drawing an absolute conclusion that his wake-up time was the reason for struggling with his bills, but I'm pretty certain if he got up earlier and had more time in his day, he would have more time to do whatever it was needed to make sure he had a bit more money. I listen to a lot of motivational tapes on YouTube. Some of the topics might be things like, get it done, I will outwork you, get up at 4:30 a.m., and it's not over until I win, and there are a lot of others I like. I usually listen to those on my phone while driving or working out, and many of the audios are often done by motivational speakers or famous and accomplished individuals. The tapes I listen to always have a common theme. Get up early, as in real early, work harder, work smarter, put down the smartphones, turn off the videos, and don't hang out with those that don't motivate you or that might put you down for doing things like that. Some great quotes come out of those tapes, things like, don't quit when you're tired, quit when you're done. It wasn't a bad day, it was a character-building day. Some people are in your life for a reason, while others are only in your life for a season. Other things like, get over it, the only thing you really control is your work ethic, and you may be smarter than me, faster than me, stronger than me, but you will never outwork me. The latter has been the inspiration for me when I feel like quitting, and it keeps me going forward. Time is your best friend, but it can also be your worst enemy if you don't utilize it right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you have ever read his philosophy about his work ethic, was a madman when it came to pursuing his dreams. To one accomplishment, to then another accomplishment, he excelled at the things that were thought to be impossible for a small boy coming from the unknown town of Thal, Austria. He once said, "You only need 6 hours of sleep, and if someone tells me they need more, I tell them to sleep faster." Way to go, Arnold. Funny, but he has a good suggestion there. Sleeping 6 hours a day gives you 18 hours to get your work done. Many accomplished people that I've read about or know personally get even less sleep. Keep in mind, it's not all work. Your wake time has some play time in it too. At least mine does. Just realize that many of those that started iconic businesses, the likes of Apple, Microsoft, Nike, or the thousands of other famous iconic brands, spent almost every waking hour working on their dreams. And that's what it might take for you to realize yours. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this expresses my opinion only and not meant as investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell anything, although it is a recommendation on how to use your time. This may not also reflect the opinions of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California Insurance License, OL 34249, and Bay Area Process Insurance Agency. I'm also a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. You can email me at news@moneymanagementradio.com. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.